Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to have another wonderful time doing some healing, answering many of your questions. So if you do have any questions, just go to the BBS Fast Chat and type them in. And these questions are about healing, so you can have a much better and fuller understanding how the lightship works. So first do, I guess, an entity clearing here, and we'll start taking away entities from everybody. So just sit back and relax, nothing for you to do. If you wish, you can pull up the light being on your monitor screen. If you're new to the program, click on Creation Lightship Healing, scroll down, and about an inch on your scroll bar, you're going to see a light being underneath the little blinking flower. And from there, we're going to energize her right now as we release the entities from you. And we are going to have a repeat archive show because I'm in New York right now, doing the expo here, the new Life Expo at the New Yorker Hotel this weekend. So we're going to put on the show of last week, which was 1010, and everybody loved it because we released extraterrestrial energies from you. These are those worms and octopus and squid energies, et cetera, et cetera. Megas that are crawling around your head. So anyway, I'll turn it over to you, Sylvia. You want to fill them in a little more? I don't want to get too gross here, but if you haven't had this, heard this show, we have also one out on, I think it's 11:30 of last year, but, this is phenomenal clearing for you. So I'll do entity work and put Sylvia back online. You out there, Sylvia, in cyberspace?
I'm here. Hi, and welcome everyone. And it's wonderful to be with you again. And let's see. So to just go further on what Ron was talking about, so there are, just like we have here where we have certain energies like parasites that get in our bodies in the physical form, we also get them on the level of like an energetic form. And so they're invisible to us. They don't show up. And so oftentimes this is why people have situations with their bodies that don't get found when they're trying to get a healing, and they go to a practitioner. And so basically, as far as I know, I haven't heard of anyone that is able to clear these besides the Creation Lightship. And they are doing this very special clearing for us. A couple of times we've had that on the radio, and people have just really raved about the way that they felt when these things left them. So we're very happy about that. So because Ron is going to be at the expo this Friday night, we're going to put that archive program on from last week. Now what that means to you is that those healings that were done on that program, on that show, which was done live on October 10th, will be activated and the light beings will be with you doing those healings. So by all means, tune in and take part in that wonderful healing. So I will just turn that back over to you, Ron, if you want to say anything further about it. And I'll just mention real quick before you take it back over, and that is if anyone is out there that has questions about what we just talked about or anything else, please go ahead and type it in on the fast chat, and then we will try to get to all of those answers for you tonight. Okay, back over to you.
Hey, here we go, doing some entity releasing now. So these are out of you, the ones that we can get out anyway. And going to bring more of your spirit back to you, collecting these fragments of the bits and pieces that left from traumas and fears, anxieties, etc. Anything that you experienced that was not of a loving nature, those energies of you will leave. So here we go. Coming back in, I'll count to 10 as your spirit comes into your body. It'll come in whatever way it needs to. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Next, we'll do a chakra alignment for everyone. And moving to your heart center first, going to reposition that in your body. You might actually feel it move. There we go. Throat chakra. And third eye. Going down now to your power chakra. and second chakra. Well, I'm yawning, some issues there. Oh, weird. Well, second chakra good, and first chakra. Okay, we'll do an opening for all of you if you wish to have that done. Remember, it's if you wish to, you can. If not, just tell your spirit, your body, not to do this here. But we go body width for you, which actually gives you more energy. So here we go. Heart center. Use the word spin. So spin, 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 open. Throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. Third eye. Spin, 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 open. Going back down to your power chakra. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra. Spin, 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 open. And first chakra. Spin, 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 open. Next we'll do the mind to heart drop. This is where we take your mental body. You could call it your ego self, what you hear inside of your head as you have your thoughts talking to you, a little voice in your head, whatever that means to you. We're going to drop that energy down to your heart center. This is where you can have your spiritual communication from your divine spirit, which is inside of your heart center. So here we go, dropping down like an elevator. And the 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. So here we go, 10. Dropping down, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, have some birdies here, 3, 2, and 1. So if you hear any chirping, that's what it is. Here we go again, dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, well, they're getting active, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so we'll just say that the show coming up this Friday is a little bit earlier, 5 minutes earlier, so same time as tonight. Let you stay in your heart center and communicate with your spirit. So we'll just have silence here for about a minute here. I'll let the birdies serenade you. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, well, it was fun how the birds got active when you did the mind to heart drop. They must have really liked that, too. That's great. Okay, so let's see. I'm just looking over the fast chat. I see a question from Mike, but it's cut off. So, Mike, if you can type in the rest of the question or type in the question again, that would be great because I'm not able to read the whole thing. So until we have that, Ron, can we talk about the importance of being in the present moment and how you often say the light only works in the now, and how does that relate to our healing?
Okay. So that when you're in the present moment, that's where your spirit resides, and your spirit is needed to be with you for healing. And when you're not in the present moment, then where are you? You're not with your spirit, you're in mind energy. And so mind energy is the darkness, and the darkness energy has nothing to do with your spirit. So when you're outside of the present moment, then you're in actual real time, as we know it here, and that time is controlled by the extraterrestrials out there, these energies, planetary energies, etc., like your natal chart, your horoscope, and many other things. and parallel lives, etc. So when you're not in the moment, you're actually in the mind, and the mind is mind control energy, and this is where almost all the planet lives, is in this mind control energy. Once you come into your heart and become into the present moment, then these things no longer affect you, and you cannot have a negative thought when you're inside of your heart. Your heart doesn't know what that is, and so it only radiates love energy to you and responds to love energy. So this is why I always specify to bring in these divine energies if you choose to, the archangels and the masters, etc., which people normally may have on their wall or something, and they, in a sense, will worship them and or try to get energy from them, maybe asking for prayers or praying to them. But they'll only work when you're in your heart center. Having them on your wall and using your mind energy, then you're actually using the energy and bringing in darkness to you, because the dark side is using that energy that you're looking at, or that individual painting or portrait, or even some type of physical object. It'll connect you to the dark side because you're not using heart energy. And this is how people, you know, do the spells and witchcraft on people. They get some type of object or thing and energize that piece and take the energy out of it and use it against someone. So this is the difference here. You want to always be in the moment. And when you're in the moment, you cannot use those energies. It's impossible to use because you're in love energy. So that's the two basic energies. It's either being in your heart, love energy, which is in the present moment, and anything outside of the present moment is the darkness. And like I said, most people live in the darkness energy, and you only know the difference is when you get into your heart center, and then all of a sudden everything falls away from you that's of the darkness, because it can't live there and resonate with that frequency. And this is why I say, if you're going to do anything at all on a spiritual movement for yourself, evolution, etc., you have to get out of your head, because then you're actually bringing in more energy to you, which is going to be the darkness, even if you're thinking and, you know, trying to be a nice person, etc. Remember, like the word pray, you can look up the definition, look up P-R-A-Y, and then also look up the word pray, P-R-E-Y. And when you finally connect the dots, you realize that when you pray, you are being preyed upon by these energies out there, which are going to give you negative effects in your life, and or maybe even a positive effect that you may think you're getting, but then you're hooked up, connected to, quoted, to selling your spirit, your soul to the dark side as you do those processes. Remember, you always want to go to your heart first and do everything from your heart center. It will not give you darkness. Anything outside of that, which is not in the now, which is in the future or the past, is mind-controlling energies. And that's the difference on the two. So please don't go into mind-controlling energies. Stay in your heart. Stay in the present moment. So back to you, Sylvia. And you don't want to get preyed upon, because you will become prey.
Okay, so we have some mention on the fast chat about, you know, people that are wanting clearings but may be having a little difficulty getting a hold of you now while you're traveling and doing the expo and all of that kind of thing, and talking about the possibility of using the online clearings. So can you talk about those and how that works and how people can do that?
Yeah, it's very simple. Just go on the online healings and read about it, see what it's like. There's three pages there explaining it. It's very detailed. Very simple to use. And from there, you go to the page and select your healing. Start off with the emotional one first. And then you just type in your age. It'll give you a price. And you normally pay for that with PayPal. And then you're going to have a login name and pass word, which you use. And just go back into the site again and have your clearing done. It is completely activated once you go onto the site. The light beings are working with you instantly during this process. You probably all realize by even listening to the archives on this program here that they all work. So just kind of take note of that, and this is active. It's the light chip helping you. So this is what you can do to have that. And then I'd recommend after that you may want to get on the upgraded version where you can pay $50 and go on the site whenever you need to, as long as our site is up and running, and hopefully it won't go down at all. We're not anticipating that. But as long as it's up and running, you can go on there as many times as you like. You can go on there a couple times a day, once a day, or maybe you might have some traumas happening, you know, and just, you know, go to the emotional clearing or whatever clearing you've had in the past. And I think most people are doing the emotional one because that affects the most things in your life, and just go on there, and it keeps you up to date continuously. So it's a wonderful thing, and you can repeat it if you wish, and it's very, very, very simple to use. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, and just also to clarify, what email address, if people want to email you about an appointment or something like that, how should they contact you?
You could email directly to healing at creationlightship.com, or if you're on the website, you can just fill out one of the forms there, and I'll get that email also. But if you're not on that, you just want to email me, just do healing at creationlightship.com. And it's as simple as that, and we can set up an appointment with you. Just send me a check in the mail, and then from there, we'll do a clearing or just choose PayPal, whatever seems to work for you. But the most important thing is the emotional clearing. So I guess we'll do a sample of that. Does that sound good for you, Sylvia?
Sounds great.
Oh, here we go. So we're going to go back. We'll go back 5 days. This is what we normally do here. This way it puts you kind of more in the current aspect. Now, again, this is a sample clearing. And the sample clearings are not 100% complete, which is because the light chip has to work with your complete lifetime to make them 100%. So normally these are typically 80 to 90% completed. But remember, you have a lot of densities, and they go back and forth from year to year, age to age, and you know, one thing in the past can affect your future. So just clearing this here is just like a little Band-Aid, but it will give you some kind of relief. And here we go, 5 days ago. And I'll do it the long way. We have any feelers online here. This is what I do when I do my session. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And when I do your session, I actually probably take about 10 seconds to maybe a half a minute to do each chakra. Here we go again. 4 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 3 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And yesterday, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. And today, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, so here we go. Back to you, Sylvia.
All right. So let's see. We have a question from Ed, and I believe you may have answered this on the last show, but maybe he wasn't able to be there for the whole show and hear the answer, so I'll just ask it. And it's, the question is, where do the light beings go, or what happens to the light beings after the creation light ship leaves here after the ascension process? And he's specifically asking about the crew, he says, not us.
Well, the light beings are there, and they're taking on a body that they will incarnate into. So they're spirits, and the spirit naturally needs a physical life form to be able to be the conduit for healing, just like your spirit, you know, needs to be with you in your body to be that conduit. But on the light ship, because people or other life forms go there in their manifested form that they have, and for us it's our physical body, we need to see something that's physical to be the conduit also for healing. So they take on their current life form type that they're going to be in, or their species, for the next incarnation. So these life forms are typically, most of these are only there for the ascension time healings. And this goes across the universe. This is universal healing. And at the time of ascension, and then after that process, when the universe is turned back on again, they'll be leaving, almost all of them, and going to the next incarnation. They've already have their body, so they're taking their body with them to, we'll say, the planet which they choose to incarnate into. And the ones that do not leave the light ship are still a light being status. So they're going to be there as a light being at that time. And those are what you may want to call some of the masters that have come down here, because they will take on that status until they incarnate and then rejoin back to the light ship again. But they're mainly created to do these special roles every so often, to come to the different life forms out in the universe to teach ascension and healing. So this is what the process is. The people on this planet here, a lot like yourself, were created to be a spirit to experience the universe and all of its planets and all of its life forms and dimensions. So you're just here having an experience, and you'll be going to another location, but not back to the light ship, because you weren't created as a light being to stay there, and that's the difference. So they're just here to help us, and they'll be leaving the light ship after ascension. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so we have another question here, and this is from Mike, and it says, maybe a silly question, but can we eat meat and still be obeying spiritual law?
I don't really see any problem with that myself. A lot of people have the belief that as they lighten their body up, maybe by not eating meat, they may become more spiritual. I don't perceive that as being true. I am sure that by being a little bit lighter with what you're eating could help you a little bit, but that isn't really, you know, a criteria for being, you know, with, you know, a spiritual intent. Myself, I don't eat a whole lot of meat, but hardly anything. I don't eat red meat at all. But basically, I don't think it personally matters. It's your own personal taste of what you want to eat, how you feel about things. So I don't think it matters. But what I will say is that when you do eat meat, you're taking on the DNA of that particular animal. Remember, you're eating something from that animal which has DNA in it, and you're also eating DNA of plants too. So I would think that the plants may have a much more refined DNA as compared to an animal, but you can kind of you know, look at that yourself. But I don't see it typically being that big of a deal personally. A lot of people listening may say, gee, I wish Ron would say that. I'd be much more evolved if I didn't eat meat. But, you know, typically it's just where you are in your consciousness and how much spirit you can hold into your body. And I am sure that it would be more difficult, since you are taking on the DNA of an animal which is being imprinted in you, it would be harder to hold more spirit energy. So to me, that would be true. But as far as taking one person off the street who eats meat and one who doesn't, and you know, telling that the person that didn't eat meat, they're much more spiritual, that probably is not the case. They may have a higher consciousness. But as far as spiritual energy, I don't see, you know, that being there. So remember, we have to eat something. And so whatever we eat is, you know, what you're going to resonate probably to anyway. So I guess the ideal thing to answer the question more fully, since we covered two different types of food sources, we'll say, I guess the third type, which we're not covering, is life force energy out of the ethers. And that can and does work. If you've ever been on the four-hour conference call, you will notice that we have, you know, once a month on Saturday. The next one is going to be the 15th. You will notice that you're probably not getting hungry during that four-hour call. And, you know, why is that? Because you're living on life force energy. I have kept people alive in hospitals where they basically disconnected them from water and food. I think the last gentleman was alive for like 2 weeks, and he left the hospital, and they had to finally give him nutrients because they're afraid to be sued because of that situation, because he wasn't declining. He actually had probably more energy than the nurses. But anyway, I won't get into that, but you can live on life force energy, you know, from pure spirit energy, which is inside of you. It's up to you to tune into that, and the Lightship does that on the four-hour conference calls. So, back to you, Sylvia.
And wouldn't you say that it has a lot to do also as far as what, you know, what you should and shouldn't eat? There's so many rules and judgments that people tend to have about that, and things that, you know, you read one book, it says one thing, you read another book, it says the opposite. So doesn't it also go back to listening to your spirit and to your body and loving your body and finding out what it is that you need at this time?
Yes, I would say that would be correct, too. Remember, your body is a living organism. It's not, you know, air, so it has to have something to sustain life. As far as Mike said here about spiritual law, you might be talking about killing things. You know, we're doing that daily. Each time you, you know, wash your skin with soap or something, you're killing bacteria and things that are on your skin that you can't see. So, I don't know. It gets to, you know, be a very difficult question to answer to people. But basically, it's kind of up to you. And this show is more about you getting into your body with your spirit. So, you know, that's the whole thing, is to get into your body. As far as what you're eating or drinking, you know, I really can't go there too much more than what I've already said. So I hope that helped everybody out here. Back to you, Sylvia.
Seems like that can also change. You know, when you're in the moment, you know, it's hard to adopt a hard and fast rule that's going to work for you your whole life. You know, you have to take it moment by moment and see what's needed. And especially as you're working with the Lightship and you're having healings and you're drinking the divinely activated water, obviously things are going to change in your body. And as far as, you know, your eating habits, maybe suddenly you're going to find out you need much less food or a different type of food than you have been having, because it resonates now with your body, because your body has changed as it's gotten the healing. So you kind of have to just really go within and find out what is going to work for you and respect and honor, you know, your own answers there.
Yes, and there are people that definitely need to eat red meat. And, you know, if they were to go off of eating red meat, their body would not do very well. So it's what your body really needs. And, anyway, that's basically it. So you have to go within and check out your spirit. Say, what does my body need here? Or ask your body what it needs. So back, let's see what else we can cover here, Sylvia.
Okay, well, what healings did we talk about tonight? We really haven't gotten too much except for into the emotional clearing. But maybe we can talk about the, you know, the generational clearings that you're doing, because that's just so interesting about, you know, taking things down to where they came from originally in you.
Yeah, so I'll just have the list in front of me here. It's also on the website, but I'll just read them off. I'll just take 2 minutes here to do that. So these are all different seven generational clearings. It goes back to your ancestry to clear out the major problems that are kind of like bugging you right now in this lifetime, okay? So the first one is the infection body. I'll just read the names off. Next one is for race discrimination. Next one is spiritual abandonment clearing. That one's very interesting. Next one is loneliness. Then we have infinite sadness. And then we have another interesting one. If you're a woman out there, and if you have given birth to a child or children, maybe you might have some resentment inside about the pain you went through, what you went through during your pregnancy. Maybe you're angry with your husband for becoming pregnant. You know, I can go on and on, but you get the gist of this here. Maybe you're, you know, upset because all of a sudden your life has changed dramatically. Maybe your husband left you. So anyway, there's a resentment for motherhood. Then we have fear clearing, the ego mind-body clearing, blood clearing. Next one is interesting, too. This is the abduction clearing. Abductions are from the ETs. Normally, once they find a person, which, you know, will be in some genetic line, they'll keep checking on the different offsprings, we'll say. So if you think you've been abducted, then that means that your parents have been and everybody else has been in your line of genetics. So typically that's the case. And we all have been abducted anyway, but some are much more than others, okay? The next thing is ancestral immaculate conception. That puts the divine spark into all of your ancestors, so your DNA is much more clear and can resonate to the divine energy of your spirit. Then we have the one that's a little more difficult to do. It's the ones where you have had curses, hexes, and spells put upon your ancestry. Remember, once let's say that maybe your great-great-great-grandmother had some spells put on her. Well, that's still in the DNA, and that gets transferred into you. So you're still prone and active to have spells put on you. And the way the curses and spells work, basically, is the once they connect to you with this energy and like drill a hole in you, we'll say, once that hole is drilled in once, it's always there. And a practitioner can easily attach to you through that particular thing. So if you have a problem, we'll say, of an ankle problem that was put on you by one of these practitioners, well, then once you have your ankle healed, if you don't know about the spell, another practitioner can come up to you and look at you and say, oh, here's an opening. Very, very easy. I can now run energy into that person, whatever they choose to do, and activate that instantly. And they don't even have to be a really powerful practitioner. They can be just somebody who just got a book, because those energies are open and you can tap into them very, very easily. So this tends to clear away those for you. Next one is one on poverty. This is the poverty clearing. Remember, what we have here is, remember, these are all mind energies, okay, when you start looking at them. You go, well, yeah, these are mind. Well, that's what we're clearing out of you is mind stuff, judgment, and the different types of judgments. And so we have poverty. So maybe your ancestors were, you know, very, very poor. Well, that's passed on to you. So you wonder why you're struggling in this lifetime. Why doesn't things work out for you? Well, you're using their mindset. You're taking all of their thoughts that they had, maybe about money or about how hard life is, and you're experiencing their life in this lifetime. So you're running and living their past lives. And next one is people who have a hard time sleeping. So this is a sleep deprivation healing. And what this does, a lot of people I've noticed in the past who had this problem, they somehow were in charge, maybe working nights, doing something, maybe they had to guard something, maybe they fell asleep and maybe something got robbed or something like that. So now they have a problem going to sleep at night because they're afraid that if they go to sleep, something bad is going to happen to them. And that can also kind of tie into the abduction clearings too. So both of those kind of are similar. People don't want to go to sleep at night, leave their lights on because they're afraid they're going to be abducted. Next one is the religious clearing. So religion is, remember, the duality energies, belief systems and duality. It's not the light ship energy. This is brought to us by the ETs. So this is another ET energy of religion. like I said, watch the movie 10,000 BC, and you can see what kind of God you're praying to. And this is all extraterrestrial energies of religion that people have mindsets in, different belief systems, what they pray to, false idols, false gods, and we take that out of your DNA. Next thing is people who think they need to be a martyr. So I won't go into that any further. You know what that is, and that releases some sorrow and suffering that you have to go through continuously because you don't think you're good enough. Next is a clearing for addictions, and that could be anything. So maybe some of your ancestors loved eating maybe sugar cane, and the teeth rotted out. So now you have that in your DNA, and you want to go out and drink tons of soft drinks and have sugar. Okay, so that's another thing. It could be other things also, but I'm just doing a food example here. Then we have entity attachment clearing. Now, this one to me is probably the more interesting one. I'll just describe this. People who pass on, remember, you probably have had people in your life pass on. Well, where did that emotional body go? You're at the funeral. Now, is that emotional body floating around the church? Of course. It's trying to find some way to get energy. So all of a sudden, it may pop into one of the relatives that it liked. Remember, it looked out and worked with the person. It didn't look out of their eyes, but it was connected, and it could feel the energy of the person. So that's emotions. And the emotional body now is looking for a person that they liked, and all of a sudden, they pop into that body. And all of a sudden, you start acting like one of your relatives who passed on. Well, these entities, these emotional bodies, will go in the family line, remember, because they know everybody. So they'll go from one to the other, and then that person dies, so it goes into now maybe the grandchild or something like that, and it gets passed on again and again and again. So your entities may all be relatives in you, heaven forbid. So here we go. Next one here. We have the God plane clearing. So this clears away the cordings from the extraterrestrials. Remember, when you pray to a god, I'll use the word a god because there's probably, you know, thousands of them out there with different religions. As you pray to a god, and we'll just say that you're a Lutheran. Do every Lutheran church pray to the same god? Of course not. Every church is different. They're all controlled by some kind of extraterrestrial energy because they all are fighting for your energy. So you're not going to one energy. So you have maybe a half a mile in your town of, you know, churches, church row, and each one of those is connected to a different ET energy. So when you go there, you're praying to them. Well, when you pray to them, remember, P-R-A-Y, P-R-E-Y, you're now corded to those energies, so we release you from these. Remember, your only energy that you ever need is your spirit inside of you. That's the teachings of Jesus. Next, we're going to do an emotional body clearing, and that helps you out for your ancestors to get these traumas released from you on the emotional basis. So back to you, Sylvia. We can do a sample. Why don't you pick one of them?
What's that?
Well, want to pick a sample out of the seven generations, and I'll do a little bit of a clearing here.
Oh, yeah, that sounds great. You mentioned that one about the spiritual abandonment. That sounded pretty interesting.
Okay, so what happens is, you might be sitting there wondering why you have a condition in your life. You prayed to God not knowing about that you shouldn't be doing this, but you prayed to God all the time. You went to church religiously. You gave your donations, hoping to buy favors from God. And you're still in the same spot where you were. So all of a sudden now you get upset with this energy because God has let you down. Well, that's just the way it is. It's not there to help you because you went to the wrong source. So, and you also feel greatly abandoned, and maybe so did your ancestors. Maybe you saw somebody, a relative, die in front of your eyes. Maybe you're holding a baby that died or a person. And you go, God, how could God do this? This is my best friend or a close relative or something. So now you're upset with God because God did not help you. So here we go. And remember, all they want is your trauma, these God energies, the ET energies. So here we go. But I love to talk in a church. This would be great, wouldn't it? Although I'd probably get tarred and feathered. But anyway, here we go. We'll do a clearing here. And this is, boy, let me think here what I should do. I'll do this generation. I'll do the last month from you, okay? So I'll do a week at a time here, because these energies are still with you, even though you may not have been to church for years. If you have been to church, you're going to feel this energy leave you instantly, because you're heavily corded to it. So here we go. We'll go back 4 weeks, so we're clearing this right now. And again, this is a sample clearing. It's not a 100% clearing, but it will show you that it's working. And remember, these energies, praying to these gods, which are idols, we'll call them false gods, energies that shouldn't be out there that you pray to, may give you a preconceived disposition on the God energy. So when you try to connect to the divine, you go, I don't want to do that because it never worked for me in the past, okay? And all your ancestors have that belief, and you have it also. It doesn't matter what you believe in this lifetime. Remember, your past life is ruling you right now. So here we go. This is 4 weeks ago. That's cleared. 3 weeks cleared now. We're doing that. Remember hearing some kind of little slogan, you know, a God-fearing man or something like that. Yeah, you should be feared of these gods. There we go. Okay, and 2 weeks ago. And I'm sure these are part of the trap that people get into, which prevent them from connecting to their spirit because they think that this energy is outside of themselves, then it doesn't work. So that's a perfect setup. Those ETs are very smart. Very tricky. There we go, next one. Now we're going to do 1 week. And you should probably actually, your body might start to feel lighter, and then as these energies are released from you, you may start to actually feel heavier because your spirit is now coming into these places where this controlling mind energy was imprinted into your body, into your cellular structure. So if you do feel heavy, that's the reason. Remember, when you're really light, that means that you're typically out of your body. Okay, and we'll do this last week here, from now to 1 week ago. Okay, how's that feel to you, Sylvia? Any comments on Fast Chap?
Well, it felt great to me. And let's see. I was just enjoying that. You know, I don't have any comments. Well, we do have one now that just popped in. It says, wow, Ron, this is awesome. So, yeah, it's just interesting how these things that you might not even have had any idea were affecting you, when those get lifted, when that density lifts, how your spirit energy just seems to just flood in, and suddenly your whole life shifts because you're now operating with your divine, you know, spirit energy instead of this other stuff that really wasn't you, but maybe you thought it was you, but it's really has nothing to do with you. It's just this other stuff.
Yeah, once you realize that you're not living your life, you know, like you're supposed to be, and that you're living all the thoughts of your ancestors, all the past lives, you know, that made up your DNA, then you really want to have these clearings done because you want to really express who you are, not to express everybody else's belief systems in you. And that's the problem that we're dealing with here, is that we're so basically contaminated. And, you know, there is an answer, just have some clearings done. But like I said, the first thing to get is your emotional clearing. Once you have that, you're going to feel wonderful.
So we have time for one more sample tonight.
Okay, let's do a...
we have a request, actually.
Okay.
Another one of the, one on the list of the seven generational clearings, and that's the poverty one.
Yeah, I was feeling that energy.
Yeah.
I looked on the list here, and also that one popped out. Okay.
Yep.
Here we go. We'll do the last week again here. So, 4 weeks ago. Remember, this is the mindset of your ancestors. So, if you were born into a family which had millions, and you have millions now, you know, help me out so I can reach more people, okay? But typically, we're probably not born that way, okay? So we're suffering, dealing with our ancestors' hardships, whatever their thoughts were on money. And remember, money makes the world go round. And if we didn't have any, it doesn't go around too well for us. So here we go. 4 weeks ago, I was clearing this energy out of you. There we go. Okay, now we'll do 3 weeks. Okay. What I'm actually doing is like this lifetime of a poverty type of clearing, okay? Even though it's listed as seven generation. There we go. And 2 weeks ago, okay, and 1 week ago. Now, this clearing could do something else that's a little different. Let's just say that you're really used to having stress in your life, and a bill comes in the mail, and you get upset because you have this bill. That makes you stressed out. So this clearing might eliminate that stress from you, which you might say, this is really, really wonderful. But it might also take you out of the fact that you need to pay that bill, okay? Because now it's not going to be nagging at you, which on one hand is really good. So you want to be extra cautious now to realize that these bills aren't going to have any power over you, but you do have to pay them. So don't forget about them. And now we're on 1 week. Okay, and I'll do right now to 1 week ago, this last week here. Okay. So I'd like to get some comments on the fast chat. We do have 8 minutes to go, Sylvia. Oh, I'll be doing workshops in New York here, in Manhattan, at the ARE Center. They'll be starting a week from this Saturday. This week I'll be at the New Yorker Hotel. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I have a lecture each day, and a workshop on Sunday. Also, I'll be on a Strange Universe panel. That'll be on Sunday, I believe, morning, probably at 10 o'clock, so, or 11, something like that. So anyway, if you'd like to come here, I'll be here. I'll be doing private sessions with people. That's a lot of fun. And I'll just turn it back over to you, Sylvia. So do contact me. If you had any healing tonight, also, if you wouldn't mind going down to the bottom of the page here where it's testimonials, you could type something in if you like. I enjoy reading them. So, back to you, Sylvia. See what's new on the fast chat.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned, you know, what can happen when you clear the negative energy from these things that you know, like bills and things like that you still need to, you know, not forget about them. But when you're doing a lot of these clearings, you know, it seems like, you know, the life that we live is so maybe not natural to the spirit because we're, involved in all of these things that have been set up, you know, with the, you know, the dark side or the matrix or whatever. And so you've got all these different things like your, you know, churches and, you know, the whole way that everything is set up. And when you start getting freed up from some of the energy, it's kind of funny how it makes you have to kind of reinvent your life and find out what part of it really you do want to be a part of. And sometimes the people that you used to hang out with, now you don't necessarily resonate with them because they're just talking about, you know, the past or something like that. So can you address that a little bit?
Yeah, whenever you have a clearing, you're taken out of the past and you're basically put into the moment. And then after the clearing, it's up to you to change your life, because this maybe the garbage in your life, your thoughts, this mind energy / mind controlling energy is no longer going to affect you. So you do have to, in a sense, I'll use the word program. It may not be the right word, but you have to reprogram yourself. You have to change your life, because when you're running past energies continuously, it's like being a little rat on the treadmill, you know, a little hamster in the cage running around and around. And once you get released, are you still going to do that same pattern? Well, probably not, but you have to find something to replace the old. And normally what you want to do is, you know, recreate your life. So like with the emotional clearing, you have like a new lease on life again. This is true like I say to people, you're actually being reborn again of the spirit, because your spirit's coming into a body with very, very little densities now on the emotional energies. And so what happens is, because you're no longer living your past energies, your past events in this lifetime, you're able to now move on and have a brand new life. But you have to create that life. You have to put forth, you know, what you want to do. So it may take you a week to figure out how you want to change your life. So you have a reprieve there, and then it's up to you to make the change. Remember, the light shift, the divine energy, doesn't care what you do, as long as you do something, because you're here to be on this planet being creative. And so, you know, you want to just restructure your life. And you may have had a lot of fear of what you really wanted to do. Now that fear is gone, so now you can really go forward. But you do have to do changes. So, yes, it is beneficial to understand how the clearings work. And you're now in control of your life versus having your ancestors controlling you.
That's true. It's true. It's just a whole different game, whole different life. So let's see. We have some really wonderful comments. Mike says he feels like $1 million.
That's good, Mike.
That's great. And let's see. Kyle says this is really awesome. Instantly feel better. Thanks. And some other wonderful comments. So thanks, guys. And we're basically, I think we might have a couple minutes left because we got on late. But it's time to wind down for today. So we'll just make this announcement again in case there's people coming on or who weren't around at the beginning of the hour about this Friday night, which is a very special opportunity. The normal Friday night program that we do, Ron is going to be at the expo. So we're going to play an archive, but the healings on it are going to be activated for you, and it's going to be at the same time that we're normally on, which is Station 2, 5 minutes before 7 Pacific time. And this is going to be a clearing for all the types of ET energetic parasites, like the squid, octopus, scorpions, worms, snakes, all those things that I'm sure you're familiar with if you tuned in last week on October 10th, where Ron did that program live. So that's going to be this Friday. So if you want to have more of that energy leave you, this is a great one to tune into. And if you're going to be on the East Coast, you'll want to see Ron at the expo this weekend in Manhattan. So maybe, Ron, do you have your booth number and things like that you could share with people?
Yeah, it's booth 219, and we'll have the light infusion chamber here. It'll all be set up, and it's a fantastic experience to go in that light infusion chamber. It's there's nothing like it. It puts light back into your body that has not been put in here before because of the extraterrestrials taking it out of our DNA. So this is what people are striving for through different clearings, through practitioners in the past, and this does it. So anyway, I'll just say blessings to all of you, and have a very wonderful evening. remember, pay those bills. You know? So we'll see you later. Blessings, and have a great night.
Blessings, and I'll be with you on the fast chat on Friday night, so we'll see you then. Okay.
Any extra money coming in, you know, a couple million or so, you know, just think of me. Thank you, everybody. Bye.
Bye.